Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Mama Seven, and this is day 4 of devotions. Day 4 is very, very important because that means we're past day 3. Day 3 is that pivotal day, the day when your body and your mind are either going to come in line with your spirit or you're going to have to battle it out, okay? And yesterday, the word, the idea, the phrase for the day was protection. And I am sure absolutely everybody got tried up at least once yesterday. You know, somebody said something, it was taken out of context, whatever. You were feeling it because it was, yesterday's day was protection. We had to really understand what and how that plays out in our life. And hopefully, because everything for me is an opportunity, you know, hopefully it exposed some places where you need to add that protection. It's like, okay, I need an extra layer of protection right here. For me, it 100% exposed where I had put some protection and I saw it in action. I saw it working. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I need protection from this. This is why I keep my prayer so strong in this, is because the protection is needed. Example. And then the example showed up. So, yeah, and it always does. Whenever you ask for an example, it'll show. So today is joy. And when Spirit was aligning this, when originally getting this information, I understood what joy was. I understood making it to this point, feeling the accomplishment. And I want to share a little bit of my joy with the group, okay? So last year we had 17, right? And then I prayed. I was like, Lord, you know, I really would like 20 this year. And I hope I'm not being too aggressive or whatever, but I really believe that this can help spark change in people's life. You know, I believe that this can help put people on the right path. And, you know, I'm up for the charge, so let's do 20. And yesterday I had some pivotal people say, hey, I'm, you know, I was thinking, I was on the fence, I'm pushed over, I'm ready, let's do this. Pivotal people, you know, people that, you know, left, came back, you know, young people. We have at least 10 millennials that are doing the fast. We have young people that are ready and willing to do this fast. That is amazing to me. You know, these are people that are like, look, yeah, my mom may or may not be doing this. My family may or may not be doing this. But I'm going to stand up and say I'm voluntarily doing it. That just makes me so proud, because that lets me know that the seeds that were sown decades ago, they were in good soil, and they're going to bear good fruit. So I'm so excited about that. But yesterday, the number jumped to 40, and I was like, 40. Now, Spirit has been saying, everything you're thinking about, double it. Everything you want to do, you know, really, it's time to think bigger, you know. God has granted you this. God has put the right people to support you in this. You know, you got leaders. You know, you got people that are going to make these things happen, that not only can do the work for themselves, but also can allow themselves to be open enough to be examples for others. And so to hit this number of 40 when I was praying for 20 fills me with joy, okay? And it was such a wonderful understanding to see people growing in spirituality, to see young people starting to accept some of the steps and some of the movements and really be open to the things that are going on. I mean, they are bombarded with this crazy world. You know, they are born and raised of this world. And to have them really say, no, that's not me. I know who I am, and to put moves in place to fortify that, I was overwhelmed with the joy that that has and the potential that that has. So, I tell everybody, look, all you need is a little bit. You know, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, they're quite small, but what they can produce, you know, God has told us that all it takes is that little bit, and then he got the rest, okay? So I got the joy. I see the joy. It's in place. It's bigger than, like I said, than what I thought it was going to be. And that just lets you know that, you know, we have a plan and God has a plan. And for sure, God is the best of planners, okay? All we have to do is put the good intentions into it. So that's joy. That is, and so when we're going through today is Monday, okay? My day has been ridiculous, and it's barely 7:30, you know? Already I've seen places and spaces that would like to steal that joy or harness it or ask it to be small. And we have to make sure that we're fighting against that. Let your joy be small. Don't let other people's thoughts, feelings, situations, whatever, interfere with you. You know, your joy is your joy. And demand it. Insist on it, okay? Don't let people interfere with what you got going on. If you have made this decision, this is your life, this is who you want to be, understand there's a cost for that. Freedom ain't free, okay? So there, anything that you're trying to do, any course of action, anything, you have to understand there's a cost for that. So living this spiritual lifestyle, there's a cost for that. That part of that cost is I got to forego certain things. You know, we're not meeting up at the strip club. You know, I have to hold myself a certain way. You know, so you're not going to see me in every situation. I'm not going to be outside fighting. I'm not going to be, you know, I have determined that I'm going to be this other person. And so there are losses. That means I'm not, you know, somebody might look at me and say something and I may have to let that go because I'm trying to be this bigger person than that. But that is something that I have to know going in. This is why we have to know those whys. We need those written down. Why are you here? Why are you fasting? Why are you making this gift for God? And are you wrapping it up really tight? You know what I'm saying? You know, what's going on in your life right now where you could use God's special intervention? You know, I told everybody I'm looking for a miracle. I already got my eye on it. I'm putting all my steps on it. I'm facing in this direction. You know, I am setting myself up for this miracle because I believe God is still in the miracle business. So I already know my why. I'm very, very clear. And I think this is why the food has not been the challenge for me. And I thought I was going to die without that bread and cheese. But after day one and two, I said, I got that. I got that because the things that I want are bigger than bread and cheese, okay? Precision of language, I understand that's difficult. It's amazing how sloppy we have gotten with our language, just sloppy, you know. Tighten that up. Let's tighten that up. Because during these 30 days, we're asking God to listen to us. We're asking God to be aware of our prayers. We're asking God to be aware of our goals. Our messengers are flying harder during this 30 days because they're like, man, look at her down here, willing to struggle, willing to whatever she's willing to do, whatever he's putting on his words, whatever we got going on, look at her. So while we're doing all of this commotion to get God's attention, shouldn't your language be precise? Think about it now. You know, I counted, I think I had 12 candles burning last night. And I think I had another 5 or 10 tea lights. I had a lot of fire in the house. I got a lot of energy going on. I am making prayers for all of us. So as I'm making prayers and I'm turning up energy, and we got situations going on, just because we're doing devotions doesn't mean energy stops. Just because we're trying to pray and do something good and fast doesn't mean that our challenges stop. You know, so I'm doing all this energy to help everyone in this fast, and you can't control your mouth? Come on now. We got too much at stake. You know, back in the day, we have all of our parables. We have our Bible stories. We have our Patakis. And these are stories of situations and people and how they were tested. When they were being tested, they did not know they were being tested. But yet that story gets written and passed down for generations and generations and generations. Just because we're not documenting these tests doesn't mean they're not still going on, family. Just because every 5 or 10 years we're not updating our scriptures doesn't mean that those scriptures aren't still occurring. We serve a living God, right? So that means these tests are still going. That means me and you, we're part of that story. And we don't know when and how our life is going to add to the scripture that will be studied moving forward. So we have to make sure, because I've already been determined that we are the heads, we are the leaders, we are the ones that will create and set examples for. And so this, it's already been determined. This is who we are. So you don't know when your story is being documented. You don't know what part of your story they're going to take to the heavens, even if it's she handled a difficult, you know, situation with grace. You know, she was pleasant when she didn't have to be. You know, the brother was honest and upfront and held and stood up for the divine feminine when he needed to be, you know? So I say all this because I want everyone to understand really how important they are in the cycle of life. This world would have you thinking that you don't count. This world would have you thinking that there's extra people. God doesn't make extra people. Everything has a purpose, and he takes great care in the designing of each person. So we have really got to get on our game and really got to understand who we are in this game and really be there. That quarterback, when he throws, he's got to know that that receiver got it. You have to be where I need you to be. You got to go over these plans together. I need all the protection I can get front line. You know, so we are really, really working. Okay? So let's keep this energy going. Let's keep building. Let's find our own joy. Don't let someone steal your joy. Your joy, that's the thing that holds you over in the rough spot, knowing that we have this coming up, knowing that we have this going on, knowing that you're going to be with your, you know, your spiritual brothers and sisters, knowing that you're building, being able to look back over your shoulder and see all the death and destruction that you just passed, that God just scooted you past because he needed you to be able to do something else, okay? So let's really work on that joy piece. Understand joy is something you feel on the inside. Happiness is something that someone else can pull. Someone else got that, okay? You know, and it's wonderful to be able to be with someone that brings happiness to you. But that joy, that's personal. That's you. And so, and we need balance. You know, all my prayer warriors, yeah, love you. We need some balance, though. We got to make sure there's joy, because the joy, those joy moments, Those are the things that your gratitude is connected to. So when we talk about that attitude for gratitude, when we talk about, you know, really finding our own personal joys so that we can come before the gates of Thanksgiving, you know, when it comes to really allowing yourself to shine and shine bright, these are the things that are going to help you to do that. And you can't shine bright when you're worried about what somebody else is going to think, say, do. Those are your personal moments. Be happy for yourself. It doesn't matter who else can see it. It doesn't matter what else is going on. So that is joy. I promise you someone's going to have something to say about it today. I promise you that someone's going to try to pull you from that, take you from that, plant seeds of doubt. You know, we got to be protective of our garden, okay? So if we doing our protection, people, just that protection. If we doing our protection, protect that joy. Protect those things that are special to you, that are important to you, those things that you thank God for. So that is today. That is joy. I pray everyone is working on their fast. No matter where you were yesterday, today is today. Wake up. Be about getting your best self in place, whatever that takes, whatever that means. Make sure you have that why in place. If you do not have your why in place, call me today, okay? We can't keep going without the why. We can't keep going without being absolutely clear what we're doing and why we're doing it. And, you know, if it's not too personal, share with your fast buddy. What is the why? Why are we here? What are we doing? How are we going to get through this? Because those are the things that your fast buddy is going to be like, hey, is this in line with your why? Is this in line with the plans that you have? Because if it's not, you know, maybe we need to think about that another day. Is this plan going to, does this street lead to your why? So let's get into this. You know, let's get the most out of this that we can and keep building and working and everything else. So I've heard on a lot of people with the goals, with your whys, part of the goals have been I want to increase my prayer. Increasing prayer is actually a lot easier than what people make it to be. There are most prayers are online, easy peasy. You know, just you can go online, you can see the prayer, you can see probably a couple of translations and everything else like that. Grab you a prayer that you'd like to learn, and let's really spend some time studying, absorbing. Even if you are analytically looking at the prayer, spend some time with that because it's going to be important to make sure that we're getting those connections. Prayer connects us to God. And if we're looking at one of the three main religious traditions, prayer is connecting us sometimes ancestrally to the divine because this prayer has been said throughout your family's history or whatever. Prayer can also be just trying to resonate with certain energies. Certain prayers send out certain energies. And so don't underestimate the need for prayer. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. You know, prayer is very, very powerful. It helps in our, it helps us to achieve things that may be difficult, like submission, things like forgiveness, things like love. You know, so that getting that prayer in place opens us up to experience things that we may not be able just where we're sitting in our own life at this point. So I strongly suggest that we get back into these prayers, back into truly opening and expanding our spirit, our temples, our minds. Expand yourself so that you can start to receive the information that is flowing because there's a lot of information flowing right now. Spirit is active. and you don't have to have this many candles lit to feel it. You know, you can really, really begin to capitalize off of the energy that is in the universe right now. So now is a really good time for this devotion, and it's time for you to get the most out of this devotion. Okay, so the prayer for today in our devotion book, and I sent out tons of books this weekend, and I got about two more packs. I have three packages going out today. So if you don't have it, it's coming, okay? If you don't have it and you requested it, it's coming. I'm trying not to do mind reading on 40 people, so you might have to tell me if you're interested in the book, okay? All right, but the prayer for today is a joyful noise. And I think I said this one yesterday, feeling that energy. Okay, so make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. How wonderful. Amen. Amen. And like I share with everyone, I have a rigid prayer life, and it helps me to be who I am. It helps me to inspire. Prayer for me is inspiration. It's inspiring me. It allows me to hear the birds sing. It allows my day to be brighter. It allows the fog that is 2020. It allows all of that to disappear for just a moment and for me to still be able to maintain contact and with God, with my guardian angels, with the angels, with, you know, just life. And so I strongly encourage others, especially if you're not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Well, you need to go back and pray. You know, I strongly encourage, if you are not feeling your prayers, let's have another conversation. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. You know, there may be a different type of prayer that will ignite your spirit and connect with you. That's why there are so many prayers in many different languages, many different tones, because there's always many ways to connect to spirit. So, you know, don't underestimate, or just because the way that you've been taught isn't connecting with you, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with that. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means we need to go a little bit further, a little deeper, so that we can get our prayers in place, okay? And so this prayer I wanted to go into because Spirit led me here is 1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels that have not love, I become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have no love, I am nothing. And if I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not easily provoked, nor think no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquities, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, they will cease. It will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen.